Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps. And thanks.
From subsidized ethanol to something completely different, it's party time at Living on Earth.
I'm completely blown away by the turnout.
I've been amazed at the number of people that have shown up.
Take out your glitter makeup, your acid-washed denims, and don't forget your wallet. This ain't no disco. This ain't no fooling around. This is a carrot mob. Carrot Mob is a way for environmental activists to capitalize on capitalism, using the power of their purse to persuade businesses to go green. For example, getting a liquor store to put in energy-saving light bulbs.
CFLs and bourbon together at last.
It's about time, right?
Somebody had to do it.
That somebody is Brent Shulkin, founder of Carrot Mob. Forget sticks and protests to get companies to do the environmentally right thing, Shulkin says. Why not reward businesses with a carrot mob?
A couple years ago, I was in San Francisco, and I got on my bike and rode around my neighborhood to 23 convenience stores. And at every store, I went in and I said, what I'm going to do is bring hundreds of people to one store on one day, and we're just going to spend a ton of money. And so what I asked was, what percentage of this revenue we would bring will you set aside and reinvest in energy and efficiency upgrades to your store? Finally, one store said, I'll give you 22% of everything you guys would spend. So then I turned around and I went to the community, you know, put up some flyers and spread the word on the internet and said, everyone come down. And then on the day of the Carrot Mob, hundreds of people showed up at this convenience store. There was a line around the block. When it was all over, you know, their typical daily revenues, maybe $1,800, a little more than that on the weekend. We brought in $9,200 in just a couple hours. And in exchange, they took a big chunk of that money and did a full lighting retrofit of their store to be more energy efficient.
So who organizes a carrot mob?
Well, what happened after that first campaign was this video spread like crazy, and we just started getting emails from people around the world who said, hey, I saw what you did in San Francisco. That was great. Can we do it? Will you support us? So now we've grown to a global network of people, and we've seen organizers in Helsinki who organize a mob of a nightclub, bubble tea stand in Singapore and Thailand. We've seen a school that banned plastic bags at a grocery store and all across the U.S. And the biggest countries are actually Germany and Finland. They are just nuts for Carrot Mob.
I guess you call it a, not a boycott, but a boycott.
Yeah, I mean, Carrot Mob is basically the opposite of a boycott. You know, in a boycott, you say, all right, we are not going to spend any money at this business until you change. But a carrot mob, you say, we're going to ask all of you businesses to compete and say who is willing to do the most socially responsible thing, whatever we ask. And whoever wins, we're all going to come and spend money. We're going to mob you with spending.
How do you ensure that the company or the business that says it's going to do something socially beneficial actually does something?
I used to worry about that. I thought it was sort of the Achilles heel of this movement. I don't anymore. And the reason is that almost all of these businesses are in it. Some are in it for the cash, but a lot of them are in it for the reputation, the long-term value of being seen as sort of this great business in the community. And if you're in it for the reputation, you know how harmful it would be if you then said, haha, just kidding, we didn't follow through, suckas. We just haven't had any problems, and we've now had 112 or so campaigns, and there's never been a problem with it. So I don't worry about it anymore.
So you've had over 100 Carrot Mob campaigns. Any quantification of the results?
Well, yeah, most of the campaigns so far have been focused on energy efficiency. The best estimate we have is that I think we've saved around 18 million kilowatt hours of electricity. But, you know, this is not our own exact data. This is sort of just some projections we have. So as we raise money, we're going to be building out some better tools for measuring our impact.
Does this work principally with small stores, or could you use it for big box stores as well?
Ah, well, you're barking up the right tree. So we want to make an enormous network of people. You know, I'm not going to be satisfied with a million people. I want, 5, 10, 20, 50 million people. The reason is that if you can get that many people in this network, you could do Coke versus Pepsi, Nike versus Reebok. You can start retrofitting and changing policies at some of the world's most powerful companies.
Actually, I could see this being a lot of fun. You have these mobs swarming to a store and it turning into, you know, really kind of a pleasant community activity.
Yeah, and, you know, one other sort of fun idea that I've been mulling is, imagine Super Bowl 2014 comes along, and all across America we're having these big Super Bowl parties, as Americans do, and what if we said, okay, we're all going to buy either Miller Lite, Coors Light, or Bud Light for our Super Bowl parties, which is going to be a whole lot of beer. Which of those companies is willing to have a wind-powered brewery? Or, you know, maybe it's a new maternity leave policy. We could ask for anything. And so, you know, that's the type of campaign. I mean, how fun would that be? Who wouldn't join in on that sort of campaign? And that's, you know, I think there's such a broad appeal to this movement. It's so easy to get involved that I hope that we can have everyone join the network and we can grow to the point where those things are possible.
Well, Brent, thank you very much. It's fascinating.
Well, thanks, Bruce. I'm glad I was able to spread the word a little bit.
Brent Shulkin is founder of Carrot Mob. To find out more, visit our website, loe.org. Just ahead, the Navajo Nation turns from Mother Earth to Father Sky in search of energy. Keep listening to Living on Earth.